there's an automatic gain control somewhere in your system messing with your head.
Yeah.
Hence the clipping in past episodes. It's not Adam's fault.
No, it's my computer is possessed.
Great. But not now. All right, let's do a show, man.
Okay.
Hello and welcome to episode 397? No. I opened the wrong show notes.
Okay, 398?
398 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me as always is...
Adam in Vancouver.
What's going on in Vancouver, Adam? Same as 15 minutes ago?
Yeah. Hey, we're getting dangerously close to 400 episodes. Is there like...
I noticed that.
Some big celebrity, appearance on episode 400?
Who would you like? My Rolodex is kind of limited.
Leonardo da Vinci.
I can reach out.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
No. Up until Wolf of Wall Street, I could have made it happen, but his head got pretty big with that movie.
All right. Leo, who sits on the corner and eats bagels by 7-Eleven.
You can get him. I can see who could we get? I'm sure Mr. Carolla would do it.
Oh wow.
That's not a big get anymore. He's been on the show already.
Yeah. Swiss cheese.
No offense to Mr. Carolla, to Adam Carolla. I would love to have him. Maybe he will do it. I would like it. I just don't want to ask him again.
Right. Yeah, I would let him be.
He's been on the show before, and I'll see him in a couple weeks anyways, and so it'll be weird. It'll be weird if he says no, and then I have to go fly down there and work with him.
Yeah, just...
That'll be awkward.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of want you to do just for the awkwardness, but yeah, maybe...
I'll try to get a shout-out in person, which will be on 403 or something like that.
Perfect.
Maybe Goldberg. Maybe I can get Goldberg to give a shout-out.
Wow. Bill. Mr. Berg.
I possibly, because he... I don't I've met him. I don't know him. I don't want you to get the impression that I know him. More importantly, I don't want to give the impression that he knows who I am.
Right.
That's really the important part here. but I think he might do it. What about your mom?
Yeah, I could probably... I don't know. She's got plans. She's got
her agent.
Plans.
Yeah, her agent's kind of picky. Her publicist is like, nope. It's fine, but no questions about Scientology. Okay, thank you.
Right.
That's how it goes. So, yeah. I noticed that 400 as well.
Let's just leave it as a cliffhanger. You never know what will happen.
Okay. I'll see who I can get, and we'll leave it at that.
Oh, Sylvester Stallone from Cliffhanger.
That's not... All joking aside, that's not out of reach. It would be kind of a big ask for number 400.
Right.
I'm going to save it for episode 1000.
Okay.
Because he'll be alive then.
Yeah, he should be. He's like half robot, half cyborg.
Yeah, at this point. No, in all honesty, I do know people who know him. There'd be the possibility I'm just not going to ask that one.
Okay.
Yeah. So, sorry, pick somebody else.
My wife.
Not you. Not, yeah, well, that one's I can get, no problem. Yeah. All right. Amazon, if you need a celebrity to do a little blurb on your 400th episode, get it on Amazon.
Sure.
And if you do, click through our site and help us out. We appreciate it. Go to our site, see the Amazon links on the right-hand side, or on the mobile site. Unfortunately, you have to scroll all the way down to the bottom. I never figured out how to fix that. But click down there. It goes to Amazon. Same Amazon as you normally would have, except it helps us out. We get a small percentage, and it's what pays for the show.
Okay.
All right. Once again, a reminder, this is the shorter summer schedule, three episodes that we do every year. to just sort of fill in the holiday time. So they are going to be about a half an hour shorter than normal. So still about 15 minutes long.
Okay.
Too long, I mean.
Yeah, I was going to say about a half an hour longer than you want them to be. Yeah.
That's right. That is right. Speaking of summer, now, this hasn't happened yet. It's been getting really warm here. I love it. I happen to love it. It's you know, 32 to 35 degrees. That's my wheelhouse for summer. Love it.
Okay.
Last week made for a long day on the ball field, play two games, get out there at 10 a.m. for batting practice, and then you're out there the whole day. You end up finishing up around 6:30 or something like that. So that's a good 8.5 hours out in the sun at 34 or 35 degrees, but I still like it. Drink a lot of water, you're fine. Supposed to be 41 tomorrow.
Ooh, that's on the warm side.
Yeah, I still like it, but it is warm.
Yeah, that's too warm for me.
Yeah? Not a fan?
No.
Okay, well, stay away from Germany tomorrow.
Okay.
Just as a FYI.
Perfect.
All right. What else we got going on? Oh, a lot of pool. Obviously, when it's that hot, it's the pool every day. And then come home in the evening, usually hang around, put the kids to bed, hang around the nice summer evening and have something called Aperol Spritz.
Okay.
Do you know what this is?
No, I do not.
It might be a European thing. It's kind of a girly drink, and I'm happy to admit that I love it.
Okay.
It's some sort of, I don't even know what Aperol is. I assume it's Italian. And then mixed with sort of a champagne, not champagne, but Prosecco.
Okay.
Which is like Italian champagne, same thing.
Yep, that's good. Then, I like that stuff.
Oh, yeah. And then look, a little bit of bubbly water in there, maybe garnished with an orange, and you got yourself a wonderful summer beverage. So check that out. And when you do come over to Germany, I will we'll have Aperol Spritz on the patio.
Perfect.
All right. That and baseball is finished for the season when you're listening to this. We've recorded early, so hopefully we finished in first place.
Okay, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. We could do better. I honestly, even if we did finish in first, our record was okay, could do better. Next year we'll do better.
Okay. So you're announcing that you're coming back for another season?
Part-time. Maybe part-time.
Okay.
The issue isn't playing, the issue is practicing.
Right.
And so... that's a long story that doesn't end well.
Okay.
Your
wife is encouraging you to hang it up.
No. She's fine with me playing. It's just the practicing part is a problem. And I'll shoot you straight. I can still play. I can still practice once every 2 weeks and start.
Okay. But that's kind of not how it works.
It's not how I want it to work. It is how it works if I want it to, because I'm sort of the boss.
Okay.
Except I don't feel it sets a very good example for the young players.
I agree. That's a very bad example.
It is a bad example. So what I'm telling you is, and this is where it sounds a little bit ego-ish, is that I'm still able to practice once a week. Or once every 2 weeks if I have to, and go out there and still perform and still start, and there's no one going to outplay me currently. No one's going to play me out of my position.
Okay.
Or my spot in the batting order. However, sends a horrible message. I want the kids to come out and work hard and get better. And if I just do that, that's just going to disenfranchise a number of kids.
Okay.
I say kids, they're 23.
Right.
25 years old. So not really kids, but relatively speaking. Anyway, we have a tournament in September coming up. So I'll keep you posted on that.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't care. No, all right. Reminder, monthly challenge for August is Blue Hour. I'm hoping you shot yours by now. I might have shot mine. We'll see.
I hope I did.
But throw it up on Instagram when you don't have to wait till the end of the month. You do, Adam. I'm not posting yours until it's episode time, but... Which will be on the 400th episode. That's what we'll talk about, is the Blue Hour.
Wow, I'm going to have a picture of Goldberg at Blue Hour.
Okay, that's not a bad idea at all.
Maybe he happens to be vacationing at the exact same place that I am.
There's a really good, I'd say 50-50 chance.
Yeah, I'm keeping fingers crossed.
If he does pop over to Tuscany, though, and it goes into my area, I am going to bring blue finger paint with me.
Okay.
I will finger paint his entire body and blue and shoot him at blue hour.
Okay.
And wow. I will actually shoot a video of him of doing it, and I will make him say the Tobias Funke line, I just blew myself.
Oh, no.
Yes. We will do that.
Okay.
That's a long shot. Now that I'm playing it back in my head, it's kind of a long shot.
Okay.
Arrested Development. That's what that line's from. All right. So hashtag, put that on Instagram, hashtag Two Hosers Monthly Challenge, or hey, hashtag Hey Hosers, and we'll check that out. All right. Did you shoot anything? Oh, yeah, something. Go.
No, I didn't shoot anything interesting.
Okay.
No, I didn't. But I was just thinking that there's a recent commercial that I guess is a playoff of that Arrested Development episode. I mean, I remember the Arrested Development episode where he wants to be part of the Blue Man Group, right? And so he's painted blue. But someone recently, it's on TV currently, did a commercial with a guy painted blue just like that. I want to say it's for one of those medicines that are coats your stomach, but it must be blue, Gaviscon or something like that. And the guy is painted completely blue, bald guy. And goes throughout the day, basically, as this blue man. So it made me think of the episode you were talking about there with Tobias.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And is Goldberg the pitch man?
Yeah. Maybe should be.
Yeah. I'll talk to him next time I see him in Tuscany. Mention it.
All right. But no, yeah. I have nothing interesting to talk about.
My love affair with the X100 continues.
Okay. So neither do you.
No, nothing new. Nothing new that's interesting. No, it's just one of those things. I shoot with it quite often. Just having it around is so easy. The one thing I guess I figured it would be the case, but I'm really glad it is the case. Is I am so much more comfortable putting it down somewhere than my other cameras. Just because it is so small, and you can put it in places like if you're out for dinner or something like that, or you're wherever you are, there's a lot more places you can put it where it's not going to get knocked and smashed and dropped and whatnot.
Okay.
That's what I find, and that is a game changer, because you don't want to be sitting at the dinner table or outside at a picnic with your big camera slung around your shoulders.
Right.
I hate that. And so being able to put this down or put it in my wife's purse, or, you know, if it's in the glove compartment of the car, like so many places that it just the DSLR will not go, that makes this so much more practical. So I find I have it with me a lot more, shoot with it a lot more. It's ready to go really quickly. And as per request from a couple of listeners, I will share my custom settings when we return in the fall episodes.
Wow, that's like McDonald's sharing the Big Mac secret sauce recipe.
Yeah, no, not really. Somewhat. It's Thousand Islands dressing. So
yeah.
So there's that. So again, nothing particularly interesting specifically with that. It's just that it's always around, and so very, very, very glad I bought that thing. Coming up on a year. It's about 9 months I've had it. All right, photo challenge this week was summer, since we're right dead smack in the middle of it.
Correct.
All right, I'll go first this week since you went first last week.
Sure.
Now, mine's a series of four, but I only because I wasn't sure, does it work as one? And if it does, my choice to you, so I have them labeled 1, 2, 3, and 4. I was debating between... First of all, it was going to be number two.
Yeah.
Was going to be the one.
Definitely number two.
And then number one was my backup. So, okay, we'll go with number two. Why is it? Why would number two be the best one out of these?
Well, because the one kid on the left is in the full cannonball, so that's good. Your son is now up in the air, and he's looking over him with his tongue out, and there's some good separation between the kids and then the lady that's in the background.
Right.
So I don't like as much number 3 or 4. Number 3, your son is kind of, you know, basically half in front of her, and so it's just a little bit distracting as far as.
Yeah.
3 is no better than 4 for sure, but there's definitely elements that take away from it. And number 4, the one kid's too far in the water. It needs to be a split second before that if that splash one is going to be a standalone.
Yes. Oh, no, that would definitely not be a standalone.
Yeah. And then number 1, I mean, is just the difference being is that the one kid's not in, so he's doing a can opener. So in the full tuck, it's much better. Plus, he's looking and smiling at your son, and your son doesn't have liftoff yet. So 2 is definitely the clear standalone favorite, in my opinion.
Right. And I'm wondering, I'm assuming that the lady in the background has her phone out and is probably looking at the Two Hosers website.
Oh, yeah. No, she's very interested.
Yeah, she has no clue that one of the hosers is there taking a picture. That's the funny, that's the irony of it.
Yeah.
So, okay, so I do like 2 the best. I wasn't sure if we needed context because I chose to make these black and white.
Right.
Because this whole thing kind of felt old-timey to me.
Okay.
Like this whole, the idea of just kids jumping in the water. Now, the lady with the phone kind of ruins that old-timey unless she's a time traveler.
Sure.
But aside from that, I just kind of felt like it should be in black and white. And then thought later, okay, is it clear enough? Like, I don't have enough distance from this in personally, because I was there and it wasn't taken very long ago. So I am clouded by the experience there versus the photo. So you see the photo without that experience. Does it work in black and white? Do we know what's going on?
Yeah, I think we're very clear as to what's going
on. Okay. That's what I thought, but I also, the depth of field's a lot deeper than I normally shoot.
Right.
But because I wanted to make sure they were in focus, they were running straight out towards me. I'm in the pool with my camera, and they're running out towards me, and I want to make sure that I get focused just right, because there's a focus trap, but I don't have that much wiggle room if I'm shooting it wide open at an f2.8 or something like that. So this is at an f5.6 on the 30mm lens, which gives a pretty solid depth of field.
Right.
Which can sometimes be too much. And then without the color, is there enough separation? So, okay. So all that aside, all the technical bit aside, thoughts?
I like it. I think this is, you know, again, you achieve the sort of old-timey look for sure. I think I personally would like this better in color for the kind of photo it is. Just this makes me think, why isn't it in color? That's where I come around with, is that typically with this, the colors would be so good, and it doesn't look like, you know, you've got any harsh shadows on, you know, your son's face or anything. So I'm just thinking, okay, that sky's probably, you know, nice and blue with some wispy clouds. You're going to have the nice blue water, like, you know, green bushes in the background. There's lots of good summer color. Why are we not getting it?
I kind of wanted you to just make that connection yourself. I wanted you to see it in your head and not just spell it out for you.
Okay. All right. No, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That there's nothing wrong with that. But just for the sake of this episode, I would love it if you post the color version as well.
I will do that.
Okay. All right.
I'll do that and contrast and compare. And now this was shot at toward, like, the sun's going, it's pretty low in the sky. That's why we're getting nice shadowless. There's not much going on. There's no tap dancing, no digital manipulation later, no flash, obviously. Although I did bring a flash to the pool this day, because I thought we might be out in the noonday sun, and I was gonna try to take a flash shot. But the pool was pretty crowded, and it's bad enough when you show up with your camera. They don't love it. If you're out there with an off-camera flash, it's suspect, or at least goofy looking. I don't know, but maybe when the pool's a little less crowded, we'll go out and shoot something like that. But anyway, so the nice low sun is provides a nice light on them without having horrible shadows in their face.
Right.
So a good time of day to shoot. Not much more to say. I will post all 4 just because we talked about them now. And then a fifth in color I will do.
Okay.
All right, let's have a look at yours. Now, I'm assuming you're going with the original, not the alternate.
Yeah, the original.
Okay.
So we were at the beach. This is the same evening as I took my photo challenge from last week with the lifeguard. So this is maybe about a half an hour later. We had been playing football on the beach, and my son was just kind of tossing the ball up and down to himself. And I was just snapping photos again. Perfect time of night. You know, sun super low in the sky, just about to set. And so you get that nice orange glow, which mixes nice with a perfectly blue sky. And as he's throwing the ball up and down about, I don't know, a meter from my face and from the camera, and he's coming in and out, I'm just snapping photos of him because he's having fun, made some silly faces, caught the ball at different levels, and I had about, I don't know, 10 photos to choose from. And I chose the one I did because of just the big goofy grin on his face and the perspective and the light and everything just to me spoke of summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so just, the alternate photo, which you can post as well, you see a little bit more beach and a little bit more perspective, him looking up at the football, but just love the big goofy grin on his face with, you know, the new Blue Jays hat that he had just gotten from the Blue Jays camp that he was in. Actually, one of two hats. They gave him two hats at that camp, but just liked it. It was one of those just places us at a place at a time that I'll remember. So I like that. I like having the markers there.
Yeah, I'd like to see this in black and white. No, this is your perfect, you know, orange and blue combo. I mean, this is why you shoot at this time. I mean, and at Kitts Beach, it's just, again, like that is one thing I miss here is the sunset. You get some cool looking magic hour stuff, but even better blue hour, but you can't compete with the sunsets that you get down at the beach in Vancouver, especially because, I mean, you know, it's one of those things you don't think about. If you're in New York City, you're not going to get that same sunset.
Right.
Or not even New York City, but like on the East Coast anywhere, because the sun does not set over the ocean. Which is a weird thing. You probably don't think about it, because why would you? Or if you did think about it, it would be obvious. However, it's one of those things that, like, I grew up on the coast. And so you there's two things in Vancouver that you know. If you don't know where north is, look for the mountains.
Right.
The North Shore Mountains, hence the name. And then also the sun's going to set out over the ocean, the end. And so you don't, you know, think about it, that's not going to happen in Sydney, Australia, or Canada.
Okay. Sydney, you know, BC, that's right.
Either of the Sydneys. No. Yeah, that's right. I was thinking about Sydney, Nova Scotia, but I forgot about that one too. Sydney, BC, it's not going to do that because it's on the inside. So yeah, all three Sydneys, not happening. But growing up, that's just where it happened. And so this is a great place to be, great time of day. It almost feels like cheating, doesn't it?
Yeah, and that's the 5D Classic and pretty much right out of camera. Like, I don't even know if I adjusted this at all. Like, that's how good the colors are at this mm-hmm. time of day. So, you know, basically, I think the camera wanted to make it even warmer. And so I brought it back down to what I thought daylight was. And that's sure. about it. It's just shooting fish in a barrel this time of day. And that camera, again, the 5D Classic with 50mm, is just a great kit to go kind of, you know, beater camera setup where I could take it anywhere. And I know the 50mm is probably not on the cheap side of things to be a beater lens, but when you've had it for whatever, I've had it for 5, 6, 7 years, whatever it's been, and all the mileage it's given me, it is. I'll take that camera anywhere, in the water, wherever, because it doesn't owe me anything anymore.
Mm-hmm. That's the F1.4, not the...
Right.
Not the 1.8, not the 1... The 1.2, not so much a beater.
No, I don't own one of those. And if I did, I would probably keep it behind glass.
I wonder if you can... Can you even buy a used 50mm 1.4 on Craigslist?
I'm sure it's probably in short supply, just being that it's a lens.
Why would you sell it?
Yeah, exactly. It's a kind of do-everything lens that people love. So I'm guessing there are people who get into SLR photography who decide that it's not for them, and those are probably the only ones for sale. If anyone continues
to... Or people are moving up to the 1.2.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe that, even though that, I still don't think I would sell that lens, just being that it's a great take-anywhere lens. But I think people who shift systems, go from... whatever, Canon to Nikon or Nikon, Sony, whatever, if they have a 50mm 1.4, they might get rid of it in those circumstances. Otherwise, again, I will keep this lens forever.
So if you do find one out there, I would suggest pick it up, unless it's Adam, because he will take his in the pool.
That's true, yeah.
So stay away from his.
And mine will be dead if I'm selling it.
Yeah, nah, no kidding. I'll sell the lens cap. It'll be all that's left. I feel the same way. I use the heck out of that lens. It's a great all-rounder. In fact, a couple weeks ago, we had the cover shots for the Game Day magazine with me and the kids. That was the 50mm on the Mark III because I was shooting in studio, but if we were outside, it would be on the Classic.
Right.
Just because it's great, great setup. So, yeah, great takeaway, great moment. Take these shots at this time of day. And in Vancouver, you can't go wrong. All right, our topic this week is kind of, it's apropos of this, is what is your favorite style of photos for summer? Do you like color? Do you like black and white? Obviously, I think we know your answer now.
Yeah, I definitely, I'm all color. I'm all in on the color photos.
Mm-hmm. I think for the most part, I am too. I do prefer color, especially the orange and the blue we just talked about. But what time of day, like what sort of stuff do you like to do? Do you like, what?
Everything I've taken this summer with my camera in the last, whatever, 2 months has been after 8 o'clock in the evening. There's no morning shots ever. I'm not exactly a morning photographer. Mm-hmm. So unless I'm on vacation and I happen to be up for sunrise, it's just not a time of day that I'm generally up for. So almost everything is just wait for the good light and then shoot the heck out of the last whatever 45 minutes before the sun goes down, and then maybe the first 20 minutes after it's down, and then put the camera away. That's pretty much the only time I've shot anything, and it's probably the only time on my holidays, which again, because we're still shooting this pre-vacation, that's the only time I plan on shooting.
So you're not going to even shoot some stuff in the middle of the day when the kids are jumping off the dock?
If I do that, then it would probably be I probably bring a flash out into the water and take my chances. Otherwise, I'll just shoot that at sunset. It's not like they stop jumping off the dock at that time of day.
No, that's the beauty part. Okay, so what do you prefer, magic hour, like golden hour, or blue hour?
I'm all magic hour. I do like blue hour, but I love the vibrant kind of orange and blue, especially if you get that nice clear blue sky. I love the last 20 minutes before the sun goes down.
I do like that. I also like when my wife's in here rooting around looking for jackknives. Did you find them? Yeah, she got them.
Great.
Yeah. It's a true story. Actually looking for the kids' pocket knives. There
okay.
you go.
All right.
No, see, the funny thing is I thought about this, and I like all kinds of I do prefer color to black and white in the summer, definitely. But in terms of magic hour or sunshine or blue hour or whatever, to me, it makes a big difference which part of summer it is.
Okay.
Early in summer, in June, I am all about the bright sunshine. And maybe it's because, you know, we haven't had it in a while. It's, you know, springtime, whatever. It starts, it rolls out of the winter. And wow, sure is great to have sunshine. So I just, for me, I just love the sunshine at that point. And then sort of into July, I really love magic hour. July into mid-August, you know, and that's kind of that golden light that you get is amazing. And that's generally when you like to shoot your photos. And then towards the end of summer, I really embrace the blue hour. Because, and I think just for some psychobabble nonsense, I think that because you know, early is the sunshine, sort of the beginning. Then we get into magic hour, it's the middle of the summer. And then the end, the blue hour means that summer is almost over. So the kind of photo I take, the mood of it reflects what's going on, because it's the end of summer, we're going into school, going back into the regular, you know, into the fall. It's signaling the end. That's what blue hour says to me.
Okay. Yeah. No, I think that's a good point.
But I still like those photos. I mean, I happen to like fall, even though spring is my favorite time of year, because I like the you know, the longer days are coming, et cetera, et cetera, the better weather. I'm an outdoor kind of guy. I'd prefer it to be 40 degrees than -5.
Right.
Like all, not in the same day. I mean, I just mean like if you get to pick, like if it's, hey, let's go out in the snow, which my son, I think my son likes the snow better. He can go outside in when it's -5 and just never come back inside. He doesn't care. Whereas me, I can stay outside when it's 40 and not care. And he's the opposite. So for me, yeah, I like it to reflect the sort of overall feeling of what's going on. And I think it also reflects in, I can see it in the photo is the ones I take at that time. The blue hour photos at the end of August seem to, people are wearing sweatshirts, for example, in the evening at that point. And so it kind of jives with exactly what's happening at that point in time.
Okay.
The end of psychobabble.
Okay, no, but I like blue hour as well. But yeah, you're not only is the mood different, the kinds of things that your subjects are doing are different, right? So I don't know, like oftentimes you just kind of, it's a portrait that you take in blue hour where, you know, someone's just posing or sitting still versus it's not when the action happens, right?
Like
the action has kind of happened in that last 20 minutes or maybe the hour before the sun goes down. That's where you're kind of having the fun. And I'm thinking more in terms of the family and the things that we're doing, but blue hour is also just the wind down of the evening. So that's part of it as well. And I like that mood in photos. I agree. It's just, it's all winding down, the fun of the day, not just the fun of the summer, but the fun of the day is winding down mm-hmm. at blue hour.
Mm-hmm. Cats in the cradle and the silver spoon. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. And also, you know, one last thing I like about summer, which may be counterintuitive, I don't know, is I tend to use, is this true or not? It's true as I'm saying it, but now I'm rethinking it. I like the fact that I don't need my flash nearly as often.
In blue hour?
In summer.
Oh, in summer, yeah.
In summer in general, because I try to, like yourself, I try to shoot, you know, at or in and around sunset, you know, hour before, hour, you know, half hour after, that kind of thing. So you generally don't need supplemental lighting if you're shooting around that time.
Yeah, correct. And no matter what you do with the supplemental lighting, if you do decide to use it, it's just not as good as just what's happening naturally. And so
right.
I think that's the beauty of it is really just getting some of your absolute favorite photos in next to no time. So mm-hmm. I just find I take more photos at this time of year, partly too. It's, you know, sunset happens at the perfect time where my kids are up and doing stuff. So mm-hmm. there's that as well. It's not like, oh, during the school year, oh, it's time for bed. Let's, you know, at 9 o'clock or 8:30, we're not generally shooting photos during the year because we're trying to get them ready to go to bed.
Yep.
So there's all of those factors play into it, but definitely you get the best photos in the least amount of time. So this is the time to be outside shooting.
Do it. With that, our monthly challenge reminder is blue hour. So Adam's going to go out of his comfort zone. He's going to be in his comfort zone, and then 10 minutes later, he's going to shoot his photo.
Sure.
That's how we're going to do it. But I want yours to be an action shot at blue hour, because you just said there's no action. It's all downtime.
Okay, we'll see. I'll try to make something happen.
All right. Ask Goldberg to do something action-y.
Okay.
Yeah, he's not going to. If he hears this, he's just going to kick the crap out of me. I hope not. He's not going to hear this, right?
Probably not.
No, let's be honest. There it is. So hashtag that Two Hosers Monthly Challenge or hashtag Hey Hosers on Instagram. We will check that out the week after next. We have one more show before then. Challenge for next week, Adam, this one is yours.
Okay. Is it the weekend?
Boo!
That is wide open. You could shoot absolutely anything and just say it was on the weekend. So... I think this is a good challenge.
I shot a portrait of the surviving members of Loverboy because they lament that everybody is working for the weekend.
Right.
Yeah. So there's that. Who's the guy from Loverboy?
I'm fine with that. If you actually managed to get that shot, I'd be impressed.
Yeah, no, I can't get that. Stallone I can get, but come on.
Yeah.
There's 0% chance of me getting... I can't even name the dude. Isn't it Mike something?
I do not know.
Loverboy? Yeah. Maybe that's Def Leppard. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Payola. It's Payola's. All right. That's for next week. So websites, Adam, where can people go to find your stuff?
AdamSchwartz.ca.
You can find mine at AlanEtrich.com. The two of us at TwoHosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.